Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke's gospel, beginning in Luke chapter 17. It's going to begin in verse 11 and reading through verse 19. Again, Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Hear God's word. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Unclean. 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 You need to keep your distance. And I need to keep my distance from you as well. I can't come near you. I have leprosy. See, leprosy is this skin disease, a very contagious skin disease. And because of it, I can't live with my family or friends. I went to a priest. I had to go to the priest for him to look at my skin, and he was the one who told me, "You need to live apart." And so I went and I lived with 9 others in a camp for lepers by ourselves. We couldn't live with our families. We couldn't spend time with our friends. We couldn't do business in the community, in the village we lived in. We had to live outside. And so the 10 of us who were there, we did everything together because nobody else could do anything with us. It was kind of a lonely existence. You know, at first I thought that maybe I could be healed. And yet, as the days went on, I realized that this is the way life would be. This is the new normal. I didn't like the new normal, but I had to live with it. That's the way it was when we had this skin disease in my community. There was a man who lived during my time. His name was Jesus. You may have heard of him. Jesus was a teacher, a preacher, and from time to time he healed people. I mean, news about Jesus would spread fast throughout the land. If he did something or if he went somewhere, you knew about it. Well, as I was there talking with my other 9 friends that morning, someone from the village next over from us came by and he shouted out to us because he had to keep his distance. He said, "By the way, Jesus was just in our village and he's coming your way." We thought about that and said, "Well, hey, maybe he'll come visit us." No, that's not going to work. Of course he's not going to come visit us. We have leprosy. No one comes to visit people who are outcasts. And so we thought, what do we have to lose? What do we have to lose? Maybe, just maybe, Jesus could heal us. He healed others. Why not us? And there in the distance, We saw him coming down the path. You know, we had seen him before, but it was always at a distance. But that sure looked like him. And as he got closer, that's Jesus. And so we decided we're going to call out to him. And instead of calling out, unclean, 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 we cried out and said, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. We were pitied by everybody. We needed the pity, the mercy of Jesus in our lives. And he didn't come real near to us. He stood at a distance, but he looked at us. Nobody else looks at us. Nobody wants to see us. They just want to stay away from us, as far away from us as possible. And then he said something that was so curious. He said, go show yourselves to the priests. And that was it. And we talked with each other and said, go show ourselves to the priests. The last time we went to the priests, we got diagnosed with leprosy, and here we are sitting in this camp. I mean, the only reason we'd go back to the priests would be to be cleansed, to be healed, and clearly we haven't been cleansed. Although he told us to go. I mean, who knows? So we decided, what could we lose? So we went off to see the priests. And as we did, I happened to glance down at my arm. There's no leprosy there. There's no leprosy there. It's gone. And I looked around nervously at the other nine. And as I did, they were looking at their arms and their legs. And we looked at each other and we really didn't know what to say. It was like, the leprosy's gone. It's not there. I left the nine. I went back to find Jesus. I wanted to thank him because that's what you do. Right? True gratitude offers heartfelt thanks. So I went to find Jesus. And on my way to find Jesus, I thought about it and I said, the new normal has changed back to the old normal. I've been healed. I can go back and I can live with my family. I can spend time with my friends. I can get back into business in the community. This was good news. I've been healed. And so I found Jesus. And when I found Jesus, I came up to him and I said, Jesus, thank you. I cried out in a loud voice. I threw myself at his feet. And I thanked him. And then Jesus, just like the time he spoke to us the first time and said that curious thing about going and showing ourselves to the priests, he started to ask me questions. Were there not 10 of you that were healed? Where are the other 9? And what about the others? Are they going to come back and give praise to God? Except you're the only one. You're a foreigner. Okay, what am I supposed to tell Jesus? All right? I mean, Jesus knows that there were 10. I know that there were 10 of us. Where are the other 9? Well, Jesus, you said to go show yourselves to the priests. They're on the way. They're probably there now. And me, I came back to say thank you. I'm here. Okay? Did you notice? He called me a foreigner. You know, I'm a Samaritan. That's who I am. Samaritans and Jews don't get along. There's bitter hatred. You see, the Jews refer to people like me, a Samaritan, as a second-class citizen. I'm a half-breed. I'm a dog. I'm a throwaway person. Jews hated us so much that they would walk all the way around Samaria to go from Galilee to Jerusalem. But not Jesus. Jesus was going from Galilee to Jerusalem, and he was walking along the border between Galilee and Samaria. And he spoke. And as I obeyed, I was healed. What else could I do but to give thanks? Because true gratitude offers heartfelt thanks. You can probably imagine, I did a lot of wondering. I mean, like, why don't people who have something like my experience in their lives come back and give thanks? I mean, I was healed. I was grateful. I could go back and live with my family and friends again. I'm grateful for that. I made it a point to come back and say thank you to Jesus. But I wonder about the other nine. Did they ever come back? I had to go back. If someone shows you mercy, you offer thanks. You give thanks back when you receive grace. So I wonder, why is it that some people presume upon the grace and mercy of others? Why is it that some people presume on the grace and the mercy of God? Can I ask you a question? Would you consider this? Are you grateful or ungrateful for the work of God in your life? Are you grateful or ungrateful for the work of God in your life? You know, I can't answer that question for you. I can only answer that question for me. You have to answer that question for yourself. But for me, after this experience that I had with Jesus Christ, I began to live a life of giving heartfelt thanks. Why? Because I was grateful. And true gratitude offers heartfelt thanks. And so what does it mean for you to live a life of thanks living? It begins by taking the focus off of ourselves and acknowledging who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus Christ has done. Because true gratitude offers heartfelt thanks. May it be so for us. Amen.